99.1 Far Away Nickelback with the early morning crew. Kevin and Miss Josie, 844, 77 out there in the Tennessee Valley. High today, 95. So we'll have more on your forecast and details on that heat advisory in effect until 7 p.m. tomorrow. And we got random facts coming up at 9:30. But it's time for a minute of motivation with Miss Josie.
I've known I was going to talk about this because a funny thing happened. I just got back from vacation. Funny thing happened on the very first night. Our car broke down. You know, about 9 hours away from home, heading into the weekend. I was freaking out, like trying not to do it externally. I didn't want to make the kids upset or anything, but I was freaking out a bit about how we were going to get around, what it was going to cost, what were we going to do, how are we going to get ourselves and the car back home again. I'll tell you, we were out extra late that night after having to walk back to the hotel. And we decided to head down to the beach and look for crabs. You know, we're out late anyway. We're going to walk along the beach, use a little flashlight on our phone, look for the crabs that come out on the beach at night, right? Cool, cool. What we saw was a huge sea turtle. She was like 3.5, 4 feet. And she'd come up to lay her eggs. And when we saw her, she just made this U-shape coming out of the ocean. And she was circling. She was on her way back. And as we were watching, we didn't disturb her, but we were just in awe. And Harrison pipes up, he's my 10-year-old, and he goes, "This is a once-in-a-lifetime experience." And our worries were just forgotten in that moment, just enjoying the beautiful byproduct of something going wrong. And it's one of life's odd paradoxes. Sometimes the worst moments can pave the way for the best outcomes. Because we get these hidden lessons, you know, like difficult experiences teach us things that we would not have learned otherwise about ourselves, about others, about what really matters. And sometimes we just get redirected because these setbacks, whatever it is that you're pursuing at the time, whether it's getting somewhere or following a job or relationship, sometimes it nudges us off of one path and onto a better one. I always think about something going wrong on your wedding day. I always tell people something has to go wrong on your wedding day, whether it's rain or a stain on a suit or a car breaking down. It has resulted in some of the best stories with people bonding and figuring things out together. This is what we get out of life. We can learn from it. We can find the good where we can, or we can allow things to defeat us. But I believe in your resilience. I believe in your humor. I believe in your ability to figure things out and find meaning wherever it lies, because a storm isn't pleasant when you're standing in it. But it'll clear the air. It'll nourish the soil. It can help you grow in ways that a sunny day never could. So I just want you to know that I wish you all the best, even on your bad days.
What a memory.
Buddy.
What a memory.
It's so great.
What a
memory.
And
we made it home.
Yeah, you made it home. Woo! That's a good thing. That's a minute of motivation with Miss Josie. And we are going to post that on our podcast. So make sure you download that app today, WHR Star 99.1. Download it right now. You can share that podcast with your friends and family. And you can get more details at mystar99.1.com.
Star 99.1.